It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Halfway home, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. And yes, that was real. Depeche is what I thought it read.
And E-Guy was correct, too. I thought that was his name.
E-Guy was definitely correct, too. We have been known to butcher a name or two around here, but we do our best to try to get it right.
In the history, yes.
Yes, throughout the history, we have at times aired a couple little tidbits before we get into Chris versus the fans that have kind of come across the deck. Deebo Samuel, who left the game on Sunday, released out of the hospital today. He had pneumonia. Which is kind of crazy, but
you don't really hear about people getting pneumonia.
Pneumonia is a dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Yeah.
So he's out.
Glad to hear he's okay
out home
on that one.
Panthers quarterback. What did you say? Oh, were you talking to me, Scraby?
No, I was talking to a caller.
Oh, sorry.
Why? Because I'm trying to get their names.
Panther quarterback Andy Dalton involved in an automobile accident. His wife, three
careful
children,
out there, Andy,
and dog were traveling west around 7 miles from Bank America Stadium when the accident occurred. No one was hurt. However, Dalton was being evaluated by team medical personnel. Remember, he came into the starting job after, I think, three games. Bryce Young, their first round pick from, or number one pick from a year ago, was benched. Panthers season has not gotten any better since he's come out and Dalton's come in.
You know, there's some people who say that, you know, like team like Miami, who's, you know, hurting a quarterback, ought to take a look at maybe trading for Bryce Young. If the Panthers are just going to waste him away over there, you know, maybe if he got in the right situation. I mean, that organization just, you know,
they got
issues.
Clean up. Yeah, for sure. Bryce Young has. I did read that he has been inquired about from a few different teams. We'll see if that happens. I think the trade deadline is going to be here, what, next couple of weeks?
It's very soon, yeah.
The other guy that people are talking about trading for that
Cooper
I keep
Cup.
Reading, no, not him.
Big five question.
Oh, but I'm seeing Tyreek Hill's name pop up a lot. If Miami loses another game or two, I mean, how much interest is Tyreek going to have in the rest of the season? Plus, he's only catching one pass a game.
Third round pick.
Waste. Yeah, Miami will take a third round pick. You can have one of the best receivers in football.
Third round pick.
Yeah. And a conditional seventh that could turn into a sixth.
That's all it takes. Call the Dolphins with a third round pick.
Oh, that would be something.
Oh, I'd infuriate me.
I'd
lose my mind if they took a third round pick. Got rid of one of the most explosive players in the entire league.
And just gave him back to the Chiefs or something.
Although it doesn't help that they don't ever throw him the ball. I mean, I don't get it.
There's no one to throw him the ball right now.
I know. But send him deep and just heave it and see what happens, right? Try it.
The irony is that Tua is seemingly the only one that gets him the ball.
You know
what I'm saying?
It's
like,
weird.
Whenever he's out, Tyreek struggles.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Tua gets a ton of noise about his quarterback play, which isn't great all the time, but him and that
sure looking better now.
Yeah,
with what they put out on the field since he left,
they're pretty good.
For sure.
One last thing before we get to the big five, Chris versus the fans. MLB, we talked about Tampa and their stadium. basically being torn to shreds from the hurricane. Well, MLB wants the Rays in Tampa at regardless. May not be at that stadium, but they want them in the area.
So where's open?
That's a good question.
How many other baseball stadiums are there in Tampa, Florida?
Apparently, Rob Manfred was on a podcast.
What did he say?
He said, we're hopeful that we could figure out something in the Tampa Bay area for them and that the repairs can be done in a way that allows them to resume playing. Manfred said on an episode of the Varsity podcast, the easiest thing is always to stay in the market where the club is where the clubs are anchored if we can manage it. So that is their first option in their mind. So we'll have more information on next steps once the analysis has been completed and the remaining roof has been removed. So they still have to clear the rest of that roof that had been torn to shreds. That's going to be a long project.
Yeah, they're not playing there now. They're not playing there this year.
Suggestions for alternate Rays locations have included local spring training sites. I think, Trevi, you mentioned
Orlando.
That. Used by the Phillies, Blue
Jays,
Yankees.
But those stadiums don't hold more.
They don't.
But then again, the Rays don't draw more than 10,000 people.
That's also
so maybe it'll work.
Can be true. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Without further ado, let's play some Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We are playing for... Just gotta find it. You will win a pair of tickets to Social Distortion at the Observatory North Park on December 22nd. Love Social D. So if you win, you get those tickets. Social Distortion.
Oh.
Yes, that's what they call them, Social D.
Okay, double checking, Don.
The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. If you're a first-time player!
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Was that
coming in hot.
I don't know who that was, but let's not do that again.
I don't think it was me. Yeah. I don't think it was me for a change.
Tony is the highest on the board.
Yeah,
so
well, pull me down,
I
son.
I just did. Oh,
woo! Man, that ears blasted are my ears.
Coming in.
Hot! Someone just wrote, hot Mike.
I'd say so.
All right, let's get into our first player. Dominic.
Dominic, come on down. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Dominic.
Here we go. First question, Dom. Who won the NBA Finals last year?
What?
Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they did.
Not only that, did I heard the clip of when they won it last year? It would make you do that, Tony.
Jason Tatum?
No, the clip was, and the Celtics are once again the all-time NBA champions because they now have more titles than the Lakers by one.
I mean, you're just telling the truth.
You know what's crazy? You know, we're going to move on to the next section.
Always poking the bear.
Well, he's telling the truth.
Next question. Always poking the bear.
What team did the Padres take down in 1998 NLDS?
NLDS.
DS.
Ooh. The Giants? I have no idea.
Gigantes.
The Gigantes. Hello.
NLDS.
NLDS.
Yes, I believe that was the Randy Johnson-led Astros.
Indeed it was.
And your dad had that big hit off him, a double
down
the line.
Piece.
Was it that? He didn't like hitting or batting against Randy Johnson? Or who was it that you said that he didn't like batting?
I don't think anybody liked batting against Randy Johnson.
Yeah, okay, but it was Randy Johnson.
It was definitely Randy.
I mean, I think Tony would... Seedier probably had different ideas on who, you know.
But when he lined that one down the line,
guy was like 7 foot,
amazing.
Throwing the ball like behind you, you can't
started
really see
a big
it.
Rally that inning, or not a big rally. I think they won the game 2-1.
Yeah, Jim Leyritz.
That was a
hit a homer in the ninth, I think it was.
Kevin Brown struck out 16.
Wow!
And then they took him out.
Yeah,
because they had Trevor for the ninth. Trevor gave up a run, but they held on 2-1.
I'm not sure when Randy Johnson retired, but maybe you caught him. In the early part of your career?
No.
Okay.
I'm glad I didn't catch him.
I mean, he pitched in the 2000s, right?
I think, when I was on that side, when I was playing.
All right. Next contestant.
Next contestant.
We need to go to Steve.
Steve, come on down.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
How are you
today? First-time player.
First-time player!
All right, Steve, thanks for joining us.
First-time player.
I appreciate it.
Here we go. Question number two, Steve. All right, Steve, what year did the NBA introduce the shot clock? I got three options for you. 1946, 1954, or 1974?
I think we should make Chris go first on this one because of his choices.
Well, I have no idea about anything basketball related, so I'm going to say 1970.
74.
Help you, Steve.
Hello for the Steve.
It wasn't, you know, he guessed the right one because 74 wasn't even an option. I mean, they definitely were before then. Would you say 46 or what?
54.
Be my answer. Took him a few years. Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
You know why it's 24 seconds? Anybody know?
No.
Why they came up with that in the first place?
Well, enlighten us.
It's a 48-minute game. So 24 seconds divides into, you know, 48. So there's 96 possessions per game was the idea.
A little math involved.
Yeah,
no one asked math involved. No one asked for math.
Yeah, I know. I just gave you a math problem. Sorry about that, everybody. But there was a method to their madness. They didn't just like arbitrarily name that number.
I just thought they were like, how long would be enough? And then they chose 24.
No, 24 divided accurately into what they... Anyway, that's why.
Scrappy, give me the next contestant. My mic feels a little hot still.
Next longest holding contestant, Tom.
Tom, come on down.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, Tom.
Tom.
How about
yourself? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, real quick, yesterday about your Aaron Rodgers question, he actually got a verbal offer from Ted Tolner, and before they could get it in writing, Tolner got fired, so he went back to Saddleback and then went over to Cal, but he could have been an Aztec.
Ooh.
Wow.
Aaron Rodgers.
And Chris and Scrape.
We would like him a whole lot better now. Yeah, we'd like him a whole lot better now.
That's good stuff.
All right, here we go. First question.
I have faith in Tom.
Yeah, he knows.
What number is LeBron James?
Oh, gosh. 13? I don't know. Not
even
you
got.
Don't know.
Doesn't know. 13. Too bad.
Sorry, Tom.
23 these days?
23 these days.
He was 6 for a while.
Sorry, Tom.
Thanks for the story, man. That was good stuff.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers story.
Last time I ever back someone on the air again.
Yeah. Boy, Tom sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Tom, what color's the sky? Can't help you, Scrape.
Not an NBA guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next contestant, Kevin in Oceanside.
Kevin in Oceanside, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Here we go. First question. Where did Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Justin Fields play college football?
Justin Fields.
Thanks, Scrappy.
Oh, man. The natives are restless today, Scrape. Coming after you.
I'm going to say Oklahoma.
Where the winds come.
Sweeping down the plains and the waving. Sorry.
The Ohio State.
The
University.
Ohio State Buckeyes. That is correct.
Sorry, Alex.
We move on to another.
Oh, Kevin. Sorry, Kevin. No, I had the wrong. You know, I take a lot of pride in getting to know these contestants.
Let's go to the next longest holding caller, Jason.
Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good afternoon,
gentlemen. What'd you say your name is? Jack? What was it?
I go by Jason, but you can call me Jack today.
Okay. Here we go. First question. Dan Orlovsky is currently an analyst on what TV channel?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that question.
Dan Orlovsky is currently an analyst on what TV channel?
Oh, man, never heard of the guy. I'll say ESPN.
Great guess. Great guess.
He was getting crushed by his people the other day.
Question number two. Who holds the Padres' single-season record for RBIs?
Good one. Good one, Scrape. I like it.
Thank you.
I don't know if I know this.
That is a good one. I want to say it, but I'm almost thinking I shouldn't say it, because then Chris is going to piggyback off me getting the wrong answer.
Oh, a little strategy here.
There are people who use that strategy.
You can say pass if you like.
Yeah, but I have a funny feeling you know this, so I should take a shot at the dark on it. Let's go with Caminiti. Ken Caminiti.
Nice shot, Jason. Nice job.
Stuck with your gut there. That's good stuff.
Wait, Jason. I tell you, I was not going to guess him. I was going to guess Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh.
Yeah, the number is 130 from
Caminiti. Cammy had 130.
Yeah.
Good year.
Big boy.
Very good, Jason.
What's the MLB record?
191.
By some guy from 1892?
Into the windup.
Oh, and he hits another one. This is his 12th at bat of the game.
All right. His name was Hack Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard
played
of,
for the
I've
Cubs
the
back
name.
In the day. 191. No
Stop
one's ever even remotely approached
whole,
it.
That's a whole lot of red meat right there.
I think Manny Ramirez, that is, had a 165.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had a crazy amount at the
and
break.
And that's crazy.
That
I mean, he didn't even come within 25 of the guy.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a tough record to break.
All right, here we go. Possibly last question.
Yeah, good luck, Jason. Into the windup.
I'm going to take you back to 1998.
If I can turn back time.
In which game did the Padres score the most runs in the 1998 World Series?
Which game?
There was only four games.
Which game did they score the most?
I know Chris was going to know it, so I'm not going to go with the strategy. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to say game two.
Game.
Stay there. Your gut let you down. They didn't score enough here. They had a big game in game one. That's when Tony hit the home run. Greg Vaughn hit two. I say game one.
Yeah, good playing, Jason.
Good playing, though, Jason.
Seriously.
Well done.
Padres put up 6 runs in that game and lost 9-6.
Yeah.
All right, tiebreaker. Who's our player for today?
The tiebreaker player is
Sam Madison, the old cornerback of the Miami Dolphins.
Sam Madison.
I don't know why. Back to some Dolphins guy.
It does not. Ridiculous.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, my partner worked with him quite a bit when he was
Jesse?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, he did play for the Dolphins from 97 to 2005.
Okay.
He's 12 years total in the league. Let's get our contestant on, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron.
Hello, Cameron.
Hello.
Hello.
So I'm gonna... how this works?
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Scraby's going to give it a question. I'll give an answer, and it's a number. You have to say whether the real answer is higher or lower.
For some reason, I can never get that right.
Okay.
So here we go. He'll ask the question first. Go ahead. Sam Madison is our guy.
Yes.
And the question is?
The question is, how many interceptions did he have in his career?
I thought you were going to ask that.
Oh.
In 12 years?
Yes.
I certainly don't know how many he had. Yeah, he was a good player, Sam Madison. I'd say he had 50.
50?
Wait a minute. Too many. All right, 40.
40.
Yeah.
Cameron, is the actual answer higher or lower than 40?
I liked it when he said 50 better.
What'd you say?
Lower.
He's still going lower.
You are correct.
Hey! How many was it?
Stay there, Cameron. I need to get your information. It was Chris is getting really good at these 38 interceptions. Yeah,
that's pretty close. Crazy. That's too close.
That was close. All right, very really good, Cameron. Close. Stay on the line. You are the winner.
How many pick sixes do you think he had in his career? Out of the 38 interceptions,
I'd love to say I remember a couple of them, but I don't remember any.
Two.
Yeah, two. Huh? Yeah. All right.
All right. In fact,
I don't think the Dolphins have had a pick six this century.
Jalen Ramsey got tackled last year.
No, actually, they had one last year. Remember in the Jets game in the last play of the first
That's
half?
Right. That's right.
Jets threw the Hail Mary. The guy caught it in the end zone and ran 100 yards the other way.
Yeah, I do remember that, actually.
To the house.
To the house.
When we come back, Jerry Jones is at it again. We'll talk about it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris's traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If you love Mediterranean food like we do, try Spiro's. It's authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado, La Jolla, dining or takeout options, catering, visit SpirosCuisine.com. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, who has a Scraby's Chronicles show coming up at 6 o'clock tonight following this show.
The Chronicles!
I sure do. Something to complain about? I mean, something. Some things to complain about?
Where you go to complain?
Yeah, I put all the stuff that you guys aren't going to want to talk about.
Have you ever got into one of the Chronicles shows and just felt like, you know, I'm going to have to celebrate the world of sports tonight? Got nothing to complain about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's hard to find a daily gripe.
Hmm.
Sometimes it really is. I want to talk about this Quinn Ewers thing later. Did you guys see this? This account called 24/7 Sports, which is one of those aggregator accounts on social media.
Aggregator?
They just steal a bunch of news and repost it. But they posted that Quinn Ewers was going to sit out the rest of the season to get ready for the NFL draft. And everybody freaked out because, obviously, he's the quarterback of Texas.
They got the Manning there.
Guess what?
What? It wasn't true?
It wasn't true.
Of course it
wasn't.
And
24/7 Sports said they were hacked, but really what happened was
they just threw something out there and we're completely wrong.
I guess we're going to talk more about it in the Big Five. I forgot it was in there, but we'll talk more about that. Also,
this guy's giving away his Big Five material. We're not even there yet.
Eric Hosmer said something on Twitter.
The Hos.
That has caused quite the controversy.
Good for
quite.
You.
Are you going to tell us?
Tony, maybe you can help me with this. Who's singing here tonight? Do we know? It is opening night in the NBA. They're having a huge concert outside the, looks like TD Garden there. Yeah. Thousands of fans on hand to see this guy sing with a Jaylen Brown jersey on.
I don't know who that is.
Don't know him?
Uh-uh.
All right.
Yes, I will tell you, Tony.
What did I say?
You win the trade when you win a World Series.
Oh, boy.
I mean, Chris kind of said this yesterday.
He did.
So yeah. He's only confirming it.
You win a trade when you win a World Series.
So technically, no one's won it yet.
Correct.
Yankees have to win.
They do.
But if they win.
This is the worst case scenario.
It's not a worst case scenario.
It's not a great case scenario.
Because if the Dodgers win, we hate the Dodgers.
Oh, from that standpoint, yes.
If the Yankees win, then Juan Soto gets the title.
Yes, so he already has one, by the way.
That's true.
Did you ever look at the final results of our poll yesterday?
Oh, good point.
I think it's one thing to put a poll out. It's another to at least remember that we put it out and maybe mention it again.
Yes. I got quite the comments, let me tell you. Who are you going to cheer for in the World Series was the poll. I only put Yankees and Dodgers, and as I predicted, many people commented with, you don't have neither.
Yeah, because you don't get that option.
But
you
Yankees,
don't get the copy on this one.
Out of 724 votes, the Yankees won 90%.
90%? What, Yankees?
Yeah.
Yankees.
Man, we hate the Dodgers here. We really hate them.
Here's one. I didn't watch the LCS and will not watch the World Series. As simple as that.
Yeah.
As painful as 98 was, Dodgers hate over Yankee hate, especially after how they acted. Here's one from Brian.
How they acted or how? Oh, okay, yeah.
The Dodgers acted. Brian says, neither. You can enjoy baseball without liking a team.
Yeah, there you go, Brian.
It's just disagree with nature you. To pull for one side.
I disagree with Brian. I don't think you can do it.
You absolutely can.
You can just watch the game.
If
you can broadcast a game, I believe. I think you can even cover one for the newspaper.
Well, you have to in those spots.
But I don't think you can just sit there as a fan and watch the game for the hell of it.
You
got to root for something.
If you like baseball, you can watch.
You can?
Yeah, of course.
You can. I mean, don't you have to root for the guy to strike out the guy or for the guy to hit the ball, hit a home run or one of the two?
I mean, listen, Shohei Ohtani's playing in it. Mm. I mean, you got some of like the biggest.
So you can root for all those
stars,
guys, huh?
You just watch them do their thing. You don't have to be rooting anything. You just watch good baseball. Mm. A guy makes a good pitch on Betts. You're like, that was nice. Betts takes a good swing on a pitch that he shouldn't have and then hits a base hit. You can appreciate that. I'm speaking for everybody.
No, in the Super Bowl,
I'm
not
appreciate.
Necessarily pulling for anyone unless my team's in it.
Yes, you are.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, at some point you make a pick on the show. You say, I think the Eagles are.
Let me ask you a question.
Then you kind of root for the Eagles, even if you're not a.
Well, yeah.
Even if it's not a hardcore like jumping up and down.
Yeah, you're right.
In the back of your mind, you kind of hope you're right.
Let me ask you a question. You turn on any game, right?
Right.
That you're not a fan of either team.
Okay.
Does it? As the course of whatever game it is, don't you naturally start to gravitate towards one team?
Maybe, but I probably won't watch long enough.
Oh, you know what?
Gravitate. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to tell you my experiences.
I'm not trying to argue with you either. I'm just saying.
I know that when we do our daily gambit, and I take, let's say the Liberty to beat the, the Storm. If I'm flipping by and I'm watching that game, I'll kind of check it out for a while, and I'll root for the team that I picked on the show. But if I didn't make a pick and the Liberty are playing the Storm, yeah, it's hard for me to watch sometimes.
Well, it sounds like you guys are going to not enjoy this World Series. So.
Well, you're already, yes.
Well, that was
correct.
That was what I brought up yesterday. It's going to be tough.
For haters like me, this is like the worst possible thing. One more comment. From Artie. Artie is a longtime Quinn and Chris listener. I will root for Freddie, Mookie, Kike. Edmund and Shohei. I will root for Jazz, Giancarlo, Gill, and East County Timmy. I will vehemently boo Verdugo and Muncy. So there you go.
Verdugo.
He found some happiness in there.
What did Verdugo do?
Nothing.
Nothing, but Verdugo does. Former Dodger.
Oh, is that what you're going with?
Yeah, former Dodger.
Well, Muncy's a current Dodger.
Right.
Well, that just makes sense, but former, I don't know.
All right. Shall crazy. We, this is your turn, Chris. Did we even talk about what we were supposed to talk about?
I don't even remember Jerry what Jones. We were supposed to talk about.
I'll put it in the big five.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry's under fire, and I got to say, a lot of it seems deserved this time around.
Self-inflicted.
Yes, we'll find out what it is, and do more, Gwen and Chris. Shortly.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
Welcome
you the
back.
Guy.
4:39. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We decided to push our Jerry Jones conversation to the Big Five. where Scraby has a chance to mess this whole thing up. So
not very nice.
He seems to be struggling over there.
You know,
I'm not struggling at
today,
all today.
Today, the buttons have worked on time. He's got yesterday where we hit a, say, we throw to him, and then it would be like a delay of like 5 to 10 seconds. At one point, we were filibustering for like about 2 minutes.
That was because the video didn't work.
It felt like Jimmy Stewart out there.
Jimmy Stewart?
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington was a famous movie in which Jimmy Stewart played a senator who had to filibuster for like 2.5 days or something to get something passed.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, I've been watching House of Cards. And
Spacey's a great actor. He's a great character. It's just kind of sad to find what happened to him.
At the end season, it's not great.
Kevin Spacey, I mean.
There's so many weird things that happen in our government, like a filibuster.
Yeah.
Like you just talk until
something good happens.
Yeah.
It is kind of a wild idea, right?
These are the people that are running our country.
These people that are running our country right now, I mean, can you imagine being a fly on the wall in any of the meetings that any of these people have?
That's true.
It's got to be, you know, God knows what's going on.
All right. Let's get some traffic and then off to the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And officially... I'm on.
What was that?
And officially, guys, the NBA season is underway in Boston.
Do you have a Joel Embiid note in the Big Five?
I do not.
I don't know if you saw it, Tony, but...
Both of them.
Joel Embiid is out for the first week of the season. I believe it would be newsworthy if they wrote a story that said Joel Embiid is in for the first week of the season. When is he not out?
There's already been both Kevin Garnett sounding off on this and Shaq sounding off on this. You know, you're getting paid for 82.
Yeah, but nobody wants to play him, right?
Well, you know, not anymore. It'd be different. I think it's going to start to raise eyebrows if indeed Embiid is hurt again come postseason after approaching it this way. And we're starting to see that more and more. So I don't know what the answer is, but.
Did he ever end up last year with enough games to even qualify for MVP? Remember they had that whole controversy?
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he qualified. So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Big Five is the Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. I did a lot of Paul George reading this morning, which Joel Embiid was featured in that, and they're both not playing in their opening game.
True.
Anyway.
That number five.
Cooper Kupp's time with the LA Rams might be coming to a close, everybody. Yahoo Sports' Charles Robinson reported last week that Kupp could be a trade target near the deadline, and now that it actually appears to be coming to fruition, and you may think, how many teams are calling to inquire about Cooper Kupp? Well, it's not about the teams inquiring, it's about the Rams reportedly calling teams to check in on whether or not they would like the services
fourth
of Cooper
round
Kupp.
Pick then.
Fourth round pick?
Yeah, you don't get a third rounder if you ask me.
Well, here's what they want. They want a second round pick in return, according to this report.
A second round pick is not enough for Cooper Kupp, I don't think.
The Rams are reportedly willing to take on some of his salary in order to get to a deal, but under his current contract, he's set to make $9.1 million guaranteed this season, followed by $20 million in 2025 and $19.85 million in 2026. So, Tony... Would trading Cooper Kupp be a mistake for the Rams? Actually, let me ask this. Is Cooper Kupp still a top-tier wide receiver in the NFL?
Yeah, I think he's just been hurt. I think we see lots of cases where guys are banged up and then they come back the next year. He's still relatively young, too. But there isn't a level of attrition that starts to take place as these guys play longer. But I still think he's an elite quarterback, wide receiver. Do I think it'll be a mistake? Right now, I do think it would be a mistake.
All right, Chris, both questions. Is it a mistake, and is he a top-tier wide receiver?
I think he's a top-tier receiver, and for that reason, I think it's a mistake. I don't know why teams think they're going to get better by trading away really good players. And I know they don't want to pay him, but, you know, there's a salary cap anyway. You got to use the money on somebody. Why not use it on guys that are established and good that are already in your locker room?
I think it goes back to the same problem. They just don't have him in the lineup ever.
What do you mean ever? He's missed what? This year?
He's missed like five games this year.
This year. But
and
that's
last
it.
Year, let me. I'm going to a stat.
Did he miss
page.
Him last
he
year
missed
too?
Him last year,
he missed five last year. He missed eight the year before.
All right.
So
he also wasn't. He was also active in the Super Bowl when they won. To me, that always means a little something. I know to teams it doesn't. I like Cooper Kupp.
Me too.
I think the Rams are going to be good, he would be one of the reasons why. Trading him would not help.
For sure.
Number four.
Jerry Jones called into his weekly 105.3 The
he
Fan.
He returned? Didn't he get the guy fired last week?
No, actually, he didn't think it was that big of a deal. He said, I'm surprised that last week got the attention it got.
Jerry, can't be serious. Right?
Jerry. He has to be. He's living in the clouds. But he was also... He was also asked about why the Cowboys...
He's living in the clouds?
He is.
I hope it's a cumulus cloud.
He was also asked about why they didn't... Actually, they brought up if the Cowboys had interest in signing Derrick Henry in the offseason, and Jerry Jones said, quote, I don't know if he'd be having a career year in our situation. We don't run that type of offense at all. Derrick Henry didn't fit because of managing the salary cap. So, Chris, has Jerry Jones lost his mind for real this time?
The marbles are rolling around a little bit, I think.
They're loose.
I'm a fan of Jerry Jones more than probably most people. You know, I know Dallas fans aren't a fan of him any longer, but I think he's starting to slip a little bit. I mean, players lose their fastball. I think owners can lose theirs as well.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
I really think for Dallas to be good again, they may have to wait until Jerry Jones, you know, finally sells the team, bequeaths it somewhere else.
I got bad news for
I know. Nobody's
on that. He's not selling that team.
Waiting on that. Why would he, right? He bought him for like $1 million, and now they're worth $792 billion whatever he's made.
You know? Money
ain't
he's
no
made.
Way.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tony?
What was the actual question?
Actual question, has he lost his mind for real this time?
The marbles, Tony. The marbles.
I think he's getting up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man clearly, like, threatened my man to not have a job two weeks ago. They had
it
a
was last
week.
Week.
Was it last week?
Yeah. They played the Steelers.
I guess it was, right. Yeah, so, and now he's back like nothing ever happened, which is very typical of a gentleman his age, you know, after having a crash out the way he did. But I do think he's lost his mind. I thought it would be quite rich for him to say, well, I don't know if he'd be having a...
Doesn't that put down your offense?
It puts him down.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know because you didn't sign him when you had a chance. He very well could have been having a career year.
You don't even have to block for Derrick Henry.
With a cowboy.
All you have to do is turn around and hand him the ball.
And by the way,
fourth quarter, he's knocking people over like bowling pins.
And by the way, that's the difference between John Harbaugh and Mr. What's the head coach? And McCarthy. John Harbaugh was smart enough after week two to be like, you know what? Maybe we need to add a fullback back there and use him like an eye back. That's not the Ravens ran last year, by the way. They changed it because they had a player in their system that warranted them changing it. So for Jerry to get on there and say, I don't know, we don't run that type of offense, and I don't know if he'd have a career year. Well, you know, that's another indictment
on
you.
What does Jerry even have to do with the running of the offense?
Nothing.
I mean, that's the problem right there, is that he feels like it's his offense. Maybe that's why he keeps Mike McCarthy around. Because Mike McCarthy's easy to manage. Because I don't really understand any other reason why I'd keep him.
Yeah.
The guy's terrible.
No, I get it.
So
you get it?
McCarthy's just happy to have a job, it seems like.
Number three.
I'm sure he would love Derrick Henry on his team, though. Not shocker of the day, guys. The A's in Major League Baseball have decided to move away from a synthetic playing field in Sacramento, and they are going to go with natural grass, which they didn't want to do because... They have two teams playing home games between the MLB team and the AAA team this summer, or coming summer. Grass fields rarely reach temperatures above 100 degrees, but by contrast, synthetic surfaces can get to a maximum temperature as hot as 140 to 170 degrees under hot, sunny conditions. Now, this past summer, Sacramento had one of its worst heat waves on record. It had its hottest 20-day stretch, averaging 103.8 degrees during those 3 weeks from June to July. And on July 5th, the temperature reached 110. The next day, temperature was 113, and they're playing outdoors. Tony, what happens when it's too hot to play?
Is there a such thing?
Well, if it's high school football, you go inside, yeah. You don't play. Maybe they got to put that rule in MLB.
That's these new waves that is of children that have started playing youth sports. We played in it. I feel like I was in Arizona playing in that.
Not only did we play in it, we weren't allowed to drink water.
That's true. It is true.
There's a reason why we've lost a few brain cells earlier.
That's why I'm the way I am.
That's right.
I don't know what happens when it's too hot. It's just hot. You get through it.
113 is borderline dangerous.
I remember facing Zach Wheeler in Las Vegas when he was a Met.
Oh, boy.
And it was so god awful hot, but there was no recourse. You just had to play the game.
That's crazy. I just don't understand why this is going to be a good idea in any idea or any form. Chris, what happens when it's too hot to play?
I don't know. What happens when it's minus 12 with a wind chill of minus 32? The Dolphins tee it up against the Chiefs anyway.
Is there cold?
Hang with them.
Do you get cold delays?
I mean, there's
in
just as much danger in playing in that kind of cold as that kind of heat. Probably.
Either you are not playing because of weather, but that's it. There ain't like if it gets to this temperature like that. I've never experienced that. Maybe it happens, but I don't know if it happened.
Number two.
Yesterday, social media was ablaze with the news that Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers was going to sit out the rest of the season and prepare for the NFL draft, but a source close to Ewers said that 24/7 Sports deleted Instagram post about the Texas quarterback sitting the rest of 2024 to prepare for the NFL draft is, quote, absolutely not true. Now, 24/7 Sports said it was likely hacked. Chris, do you think they were hacked?
The good old hacking, huh? Hacking gotcha.
Yeah, that's a good fallback.
It's not a good one because nothing else was posted.
How many times have we discussed this? Journalism in this world is at an all-time low.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh,
and this sounds like it's another example of it. So,
Tony,
no, I don't believe the hacking story.
Were they hacked?
No. Okay. I don't believe they were hacked at all.
All right.
Someone went with it, then found that they were wrong, and then tried to come up with an excuse.
Yeah, first not correct was there. Never mind. Something I always found weird is something that Sixer Paul George also finds weird. On his podcast, he called out a reporter in Washington that would stare at players' private parts in the locker room.
Ah, why are you telling us this?
Quote, there was
a nice, relaxing afternoon over here.
There was an incident, and there was even way back in my time of being in the NBA where guys would talk about this situation. There was a reporter in Washington that would stare at dudes' bleeps while they're on calls or while they're changing. Tony, do you find it weird reporters are in the locker room while players are changing?
That's a funny question. As I told you before, I kind of grew up in the locker room, so I don't know of a world in which they're not in there. As a kid, I certainly used to find it weird. Like, yo, you guys are just going to get undressed, these people that you don't know are just standing around.
Yeah.
And there's definitely, was there language that Paul George used?
Yeah, it's
give me some meat.
What?
All right, we need to go.
This show just went to TV-MA.
Go to break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.